Well, good morning, everybody. My job's going to be to take you through the headline numbers, and then I'll pass to David Parker, who will deal with some of the misrepresentations that have been floated around about them in the recent past. Let me begin with a couple of introductory comments. Just leave it there for a sec. Firstly, that the future of the world economy is very uncertain. New Zealand won't be immune to the changes that we see around the world, and that therefore we cannot afford to ignore the underlying structural problems facing the New Zealand economy. I really want to emphasise from the outset that while this fiscal policy is sound and disciplined and stands on its own, it is also an integral part of a comprehensive economic strategy that will address the underlying problems that have been highlighted by the rating agencies. New Zealand doesn't save enough. It has too much private debt. It has overinvestment in property and an ageing population that leads to a long-term fiscal crunch. Labor's total economic package addresses those issues, but it has to rest upon sound fiscal foundations. And so today's fiscal strategy outlines our plan that will return the New Zealand government's books to surplus by budget 2014. It will pay off net debt faster than in the pre-food baselines under National from 2017-18, crucially without selling our assets. It will control spending through a disciplined program that will be phased in over time, and it will secure long-term fiscal sustainability through the combined returns of retaining the SOE assets and revenue from a fairer tax system. Labor's been clear that government debt must be addressed, that we have to live within our means. So we're pleased to be able to bring to you today a projected $497 million surplus by 2014-15. This is achieved with spending discipline, and it's achieved by the fair tax package, which we've previously announced. Labor's fiscal strategy also allows us to reduce net debt, including the New Zealand Superfund assets, to zero a year earlier than National, while keeping our assets. Let me take you in a little more detail through some of the numbers, and these graphs are in your packs. First slide, thank you. This graph shows the spending track. It shows the surpluses under the previous government and the deficits recorded so far. It's worth noting that the total debt incurred by the current government has totaled $37 billion so far. They're planning on another 13, taking their total debt projections to $50 billion. And as you can see, the pre-food grey lines are matched fairly closely by the red lines, a little lower in the first couple of years, and then higher balances under our spending plan in the out years as our tax package really kicks in. Next slide, thanks. This is achieved by very tight control of core Crown expenditure, and as this graph makes very clear, there is almost no difference in the expenditure track between the pre-food in grey and the Labor expenditure plan in red. In fact, it's so close that for most of those out years you can barely distinguish the two. So any accusation that Labor's going on a spending binge, clearly misplaced. Next slide, thank you. Revenue is going to be slightly below pre-food in the 2013-14 period. That's because it takes some time for some of our CGT flows and other revenue measures to build up, but of course the first half of the first 5,000 tax-free zone cuts in the 2013-14 year. However, as you can see, the revenue flows build up, and that opens up a wedge which allows us to pay down Crown debt very healthily in the out years. And that's shown in the next graph. We're retaining dividends from the SOEs along with our fair tax package and controlled spending means that our surpluses become larger than those in the pre-food and quite considerably larger as time proceeds. The effect of those larger surpluses and the New Zealand Superannuation Fund's returns mean lower debt in the long term, and I think this is the crucial graph really. It shows in the short term some slightly higher borrowings. This is necessitated because we are having to invest the equivalent of the sale proceeds from the SOEs over the first 4 or 5 years. That is the key difference. As you can see from the earlier graph, the expenditure track is almost identical. This wedge is about keeping our assets for the next generation. But as our fair tax plan comes in, you can see that that opens up the ability for us to pay down net core Crown debt, including super fund assets, a year earlier than the corrected pre-food track. I say corrected because, as you'll see in detail, the pre-food, contrary to past practice, did not properly account for the dividend flow, so we've added those back to give an apples for apples comparison. So Labor's going to maintain the capital spending allowance in the pre-food. That is, we'll be investing the same amount in infrastructure and schools and hospitals as National. We're just not going to dress it up as a money go-round by calling it a reinvestment of asset sales. We're offsetting the need to borrow for capital investment by higher revenue. And at the end of our term, net debt, including the Superfund asset, will be $51.26 billion compared to the pre-food forecast of $48.707 billion, a difference of $2.5 billion. So putting this all in perspective, interesting note that on an expenditure basis in the first term, the PREFU has 3 years' worth of expenditure of $220 billion, Labor's plan expenditure of only $221 billion, almost identical. There is no $17 billion gap between the PREFU and Labor's plan. Let me conclude as I began by stressing that while this fiscal package stands on its own, it is a very important complement to a program of comprehensive strategic change for our economy that will address the core fundamental problems that have been highlighted in the recent downgrades by Standard & Poor's and Fitch. Without comprehensively addressing the drivers of deterioration, we will face further downgrades in future. It is essential for the sake of our children that we are able to address those problems, those underlying drivers. And I think the beauty of this plan is that it does that while maintaining tight fiscal discipline and credibility on the way through. We can afford the necessary investments that New Zealand needs. We can pay down debt faster than on the pre-food track. We reach surplus in the same year. I believe we are delivering a package that is sound, credible, and strategic for New Zealand.